Once upon a time in the open sea in Atlantic Canada, a leatherback sea turtle, Susie, was challenged to a race by a sprightly hare.
I bet I could beat you in a race, even though you are swimming and I am running alongside you. I am so fast,
the hare, Fuzzball, bragged. Susie, the sea turtle, who could swim up to 2.5 meters per second on an everyday basis, but had been clocked at 9.3 meters per second, making her the world's fastest recorded leatherback sea turtle, was a very powerful swimmer. Last week, Susie had beaten Fuzzball in a boxing tournament, as the former was a member of the biggest species of marine turtles and knew how to make her weight and size work for her. Leatherback sea turtles' carapaces can grow to over 2 meters long, 4 centimeters thick, and they weigh up to 900 kilograms. Susie was all of the above and qualified as an exceptionally large sea turtle. Her tear-shaped body, with 7 ridges running vertically atop her carapace, and her big front flippers that ran the length of half her carapace, made it very easy for Susie to swim long distances. Unlike her friend, Bob, the tortoise, Susie could not retract her head or flippers beneath her shell, nor did she have claws attached to her flippers, but she sure could swim fast and far. Susie's leathery skin was characteristic to her species. She had a pinkish-white plastron that connected to her carapace by a series of tiny bones, which reached from the plastron to the carapace. Her shell covered a layer of oil-saturated fat, loosely connected bones, and connective tissue, which were covered by her skin. Her bluish-black-colored carapace, neck, head, and front flippers were accented with white and bluish-white blemishes. A pink patch, like a human fingerprint, sat atop Susie's head, marking her individuality. Susie was a professional swimmer and diver, being a member of the deepest diving vertebrates. Susie considered Fluffball's proposal. What did she have to lose? Susie knew, with her in the water and Fuzzball on land, it would be a close race. It seemed quite fair, as Susie belonged in the water, being a pelagic animal. As she was in the water, Susie could breathe through her skin instead of breathing through her lungs as she did on land. She would be able to brave whatever temperatures she faced during the race due to the insulation from her oily skin, large body size, and countercurrent heat exchange system, which would assure her body temperature remained above the temperature of her surroundings. As long as she did not cross into the polar regions, she would do just fine. Susie lined up next to Fuzzball. The tension was palpable.
And they're off!
Walter, the sea otter, commentator for Spectator Sports, announced on his loudspeaker. All the other animals had lined up for miles to watch the race. The mice cheered for Fuzzball and the dolphins cheered for Susie. The other sea turtles even made banners for Susie. They lined up in a row, each bearing a different sign. From left to right, the signs read, Kingdom, Animalia, Phylum, Chordata, Class, Reptilia, Order, Testudines, Family, Dermocheliad, Genus, Dermocheles, Species, Coriacea, and finally, Who is she? Susie, the leatherback sea turtle. It was Susie's father's idea. Since the leatherbacks had become endangered, he did everything he could to raise awareness and try to save his species. They were, after all, the only remaining species of the Dermocheles genus. At the beginning, Susie had the lead, speeding past Fuzzball until the hare was out of sight. Susie was used to all this travel. She was part of the most migratory species of all sea turtles. It was therefore not exhaustion that stopped her, but sheer lack of food. After about 2 hours, Susie felt her stomach rumble.
Oh, I wish I had a jellyfish, she thought, imagining the taste of the organism against the long spikes in her mouth that helped her ingest her food. Susie hunted in both coastal waters and the open sea, and she felt like a person wandering through a hot desert. She kept experiencing mirage-like delusions of jellyfish blooms. She turned, noting that Fuzzball was nowhere near her.
I could stop and have a quick jellyfish. A peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich would certainly hit the spot and give me some much-needed energy.
Susie veered a little off course. Her father had always told her leatherbacks were important to the environment because they control the jellyfish population, benefiting fish, who the jellyfish feed on, fisheries, who rely on commercial capture fish, and people. Susie found not only one jellyfish, but a whole bloom. She decided to have only a snack, but a feast to celebrate her victory. Shortly afterward, she would continue swimming and make her success official. After she ate, Susie became very sleepy. She was drifting out on postprandial alkaline tide.
I could take a quick nap, she thought,
and did. Little did she know that the hair was catching up to her. Not having brought an alarm clock with her, as it would have short-circuited below water, Susie slept for over 45 minutes, unaware of her impending loss. She was finally woken by the shouts of the land animals, who were toasting Fuzzball's victory. The end.